Welcome, everyone. Glad you could join us for this deep dive.
Yeah, good to be here.
So today we're digging into AOD-96004. It's this peptide fragment, you know, pops up quite a bit in conversations about fat loss.
Right. Lots of chatter online, in forums, that sort of thing.
Exactly. So our mission today really is to cut through some of that noise. We want to understand the actual science, where it came from in terms of research, any potential side effects, the whole picture.
And maybe touch on how some of the big names in health, like Huberman or Rogan, might see it.
Yeah, precisely. We've basically gone through research summaries, discussions, trying to pull together the key info for you.
Okay, sounds good. So where do we start? What exactly is AOD-9604?
Okay, so AOD-9604.
Yeah.
Think of it as a specific piece of a bigger puzzle. It's synthetic, made in a lab, a peptide.
A short chain of amino acids, right?
Exactly. And it's a fragment, specifically amino acids 176 through 191, taken right off the end of human growth hormone, or HGH.
Oh, okay. So it comes from HGH.
Right. But HGH does a lot of things. Growth, blood sugar, metabolism. It's complex.
Mm-hmm.
So scientists zoned in on this specific bit, this 176-191 region, because they thought this part was responsible for the fat burning effect. The lipolysis.
Without the other stuff, like the growth effects or messing with blood sugar.
That was the goal, yeah, to isolate just the fat loss action.
Yeah.
It's pretty targeted, or at least that's the idea behind it.
Interesting. So kind of trying to get the benefit without the potential downsides of full growth hormone.
Precisely. And that leads us straight into the early research, the animal studies.
Or the preclinical stuff. What did that show? Because usually that's where the initial excitement comes from.
It definitely did here. The studies, mostly in obese mice, but also some in pigs, they showed some pretty notable results.
Like what?
Well, significant fat loss.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly, a lot of it seemed to be concentrated in the abdominal area, which is, you know, often a target area for people.
Belly fat.
Yeah. They saw reductions in overall body weight, lower body fat percentage, and even improvements in things like cholesterol levels. Their lipid profiles looked better.
And crucially, did it have those unwanted HGH effects, the IGF-1 spikes or blood sugar issues?
That's the key finding from those studies. Apparently not. The animals got these fat loss benefits, but their IGF-1 levels didn't really go up. And their glucose tolerance, their ability to handle sugar, wasn't negatively impacted.
Okay, so in animals, it seemed to deliver on that initial promise fat loss without the typical HGH side effects.
Pretty much, yeah. Some studies directly measured less fat tissue and saw signs that the animals were burning more fat for energy increased fat oxidation.
And how do they think it actually works? The mechanism?
The proposed idea is kind of twofold. First, it seems to encourage fat cells to release the fat they've stored. That's lipolysis.
Okay, releasing stored energy.
Right. And second, it might also slow down the body's process of creating new fat cells, which is called lipogenesis. So less fat storage, too.
So hitting it from both sides, potentially.
That's the theory. There was also some minor mention, less pronounced, of potential benefits for cartilage or bone health in some animal models. But really, the fat loss was the main story.
Fascinating stuff in animals. But the big question always is, does it work the same way in humans? That's often where things get tricky.
Absolutely. And that's where the human clinical trials come in. So after the animal results, AOD-9604 moved into phase 1 and phase 2 trials with people.
Which are mostly about safety first, right? And getting an early hint if it works.
Exactly. The main goals were, is it safe? Can people tolerate it? And does it actually help overweight or obese individuals lose weight?
So what did they find? Did people start shedding pounds?
Well, it's a bit more nuanced than the animal studies. Some trials did show weight loss that was modest, but statistically significant compared to a placebo group.
Modest, okay. Not dramatic then.
Generally not dramatic, no. It seemed that the effect was a bit clearer when people were also dieting and exercising, you know, part of a whole plan.
Right, which makes sense. Lifestyle factors are huge.
Definitely. And some studies also reported improvements in body fat percentage and waist size, which are good signs.
And what about the safety signals from the animal studies? Did it avoid messing with IGF-1 and blood sugar in humans too?
Yes, that seemed to hold up. The human trials generally didn't find significant negative impacts on IGF-1 levels or glucose metabolism, which is a positive point for its specific mechanism.
But the weight loss effect itself wasn't as strong as hoped, based on the animal data.
That seems to be the critical takeaway. While there were positive signs, the amount of weight loss just wasn't as impressive as what they saw in, say, the obese mice.
Mm-hmm.
And here's a really important point. We haven't really seen a wave of large, long-term phase 3 trials published with knockout results.
Those bigger studies that really prove effectiveness for wider use.
Exactly. Without those really strong phase 3 results, the overall effectiveness of AOD9604 for causing significant weight loss in humans is still, well, debated. It's not quite a settled matter.
Okay, so promising mechanism, good animal data, but sort of human efficacy for major weight loss so far. What about side effects in those human trials? Was it well tolerated?
Generally, yes. The safety profile reported seemed pretty favorable, actually.
That's good news.
Yeah. The most common things reported were usually mild and didn't last long. Things like a bit of redness, itching, or maybe some pain right where they injected it. Pretty standard for injections.
Okay, injection site reactions. Anything else systemic?
Some people mentioned headaches, but usually infrequent and mild. And occasionally, mild dizziness was reported too.
But nothing really serious linked directly to the drug itself.
Based on the published data from those trials, serious adverse events directly caused by AOD9604 weren't commonly reported. It seems that being a specific fragment designed to avoid those broader hormonal effects probably helps with its tolerability.
At least in the short to medium term, based on those phase 1 and 2 trials.
Right. You'd still ideally want long-term safety data from bigger studies for a complete picture. But the initial signs were fairly reassuring on the safety front.
Okay. So, let's shift gears a bit. We talked about the science and the trials. How might some of the prominent health communicators out there view something like AOD9604, like Andrew Huberman, for instance?
Oh, Huberman. Well, he dives deep into mechanisms, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Neuroscience, hormones, fat loss pathways.
Definitely very mechanism-focused.
So while I haven't seen him dedicate, like, a whole episode just to AOD9604, you can kind of infer his approach. He'd likely focus on that scientific rationale, the idea of isolating the fat-burning part of HGH.
Mm-hmm.
He'd scrutinize the animal versus human data, probably highlighting that difference in effect size we talked about.
Yeah, he's usually quite careful about extrapolating animal results.
Exactly. And he'd likely emphasize the need for robust human evidence, look at the actual magnitude of weight loss achieved, and probably mention the regulatory status, like, is this actually approved or available through proper channels?
So a very evidence-based, cautious perspective, most likely.
That's what you'd expect, yeah. Focusing on the data we actually have.
Okay. What about someone like Joe Rogan? His show covers health, biohacking, all sorts of stuff.
Rogan's platform is huge, obviously, and they touch on everything. Weight loss compounds, peptides, performance enhancers definitely come up.
Yeah, he has guests talking about all kinds of things.
Right. But from what I've seen, AOD9604 doesn't seem to be a major recurring topic for him. Not like, say, TRT or certain diets.
So maybe mentioned in passing, but not a focus.
Possibly. If it came up, I'd imagine it would be maybe a guest talking about peptide therapies more broadly, maybe sharing an anecdote alongside mentioning the scientific idea behind it, more likely in the context of exploring less mainstream or biohacky approaches.
Gotcha. And then there's Dr. Craig Conover. He's known for actually using peptide therapies in his practice, right?
Yes, exactly. Dr. Conover is much more directly involved with peptide therapies for optimizing health and body composition. So it seems quite likely he would have discussed AOD9604.
Given his focus, it fits right in.
Absolutely. You'd expect him to appreciate the mechanistic detail that targeted fat reduction aim. And he'd probably contrast its potentially better safety profile for fat loss compared to using full HGH itself.
Mm-hmm.
He'd likely focus on the potential benefits for body composition, but also I guess he'd stress combining it with lifestyle, diet, exercise, sleep, you know, the foundations.
And probably emphasize getting it from a reliable source, too, which is always a big issue with these kinds of compounds.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Sourcing high-quality, legitimate peptides is something clinicians like him always highlight.
Right. So quite different potential perspectives depending on their focus mechanism, broad exploration, or clinical application.
Yeah. It shows how the same compound can be viewed through different lenses.
Okay. So let's try and wrap this up. What are the main takeaways from our deep dive into AOD9604?
All right. So we saw AOD9604 is this specific fragment of growth hormone designed purely for fat loss.
Right. Aiming to avoid the other HGH effects.
The animal studies look really promising. Significant fat loss, especially belly fat, without messing up IGF-1 or blood sugar.
Mm-hmm. Very encouraging early on.
But then the human trials showed more, well, modest results in terms of actual weight loss, even though the safety profile looked pretty good. Mild side effects, mostly.
Yeah, the efficacy didn't quite translate as strongly, and those big definitive phase 3 trials seem to be lacking.
Correct. And in terms of public discussion, it's not constantly highlighted by figures like Huberman or Rogan. though someone like Dr. Conover, working directly with peptides, is much more likely to engage with its potential.
So it's kind of in this space of interesting mechanism, some potential, but maybe not the breakthrough fat loss drug some might have hoped for based on early data.
That seems like a fair summary, which leads us to a final thought for you, the listener.
Yeah, something to chew on. Given what we've discussed, the targeted approach, the mixed results, what other questions pop into your mind about these kinds of peptide therapies for fat loss? What are you still wondering about?
And thinking ahead, what kind of evidence, what sort of study, or what piece of information would really convince you about the true potential or maybe the limitations of a compound like AOD9604? Something to think about.